It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker, as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Not only that, it's the opening day of the NFL season.
Yes.
We made it.
We got it.
We made it. Thanks for being with us. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it is finally here. The NFL season kicks off, and you got a doozy. I remember last year on this day, you know, we didn't know what to expect. You know, Detroit's coming in.
Yeah.
And Detroit beat the hell out of Kansas City.
They did. Yes, they did.
Beat the hell out of Kansas City last year. I think this is going to be a great game. Can't wait to see him. I'm the biggest Lamar Jackson fan, so can't wait to see what he does as far as coming back, bounce back, and everything, expectations for him. Derrick Henry's on the team.
That's what I'm excited to see.
Derrick Henry.
Like, I love Lamar Jackson, but I've never seen him play with Derrick Henry before.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's incredible. Those two guys together is going to be nuts.
And then you got the standard in number 15 for the Chiefs. I mean, coming back. I mean, you couldn't tell that they won the Super Bowl by how he's talked this offseason about being upset and all these different things. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to get an opportunity to watch the game tonight. And, you know, it's then you got another one tomorrow down there in Brazil, which I think is going to be a great game. And then the full slate on Sunday, man. So, it's all about time.
Yeah, with a pretty good Saturday mixed in there as well.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Depends on what school you're
in
for.
Yeah,
Some of the favorite schools of ours are playing Tennessee Tech and Eastern Michigan.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's all right.
It's early.
I'm still going to watch it
on
whatever app that is.
We're going to download some apps.
Yeah.
I think the Oregon-Boise State game at 10 o'clock on Saturday night's only available on Peacock. So
okay.
Get your apps straight.
Yep.
Because if you want to watch Georgia, you got to have ESPN Plus.
Yes.
You want to watch that one later, you got to have Peacock.
Yes.
I'm sure, you know, I don't know, maybe you got to have TikTok to watch one of them or something like that. Just get all your social media, get all your apps straight for college football on Saturday because it's all here.
Yeah,
it's all starting. I know, obviously, that means fantasy football starts tonight for a lot of people as well.
Yeah, I got to get my team right.
Got to set your lineup.
Get your team right now.
Don't forget to set your lineup. No Hollywood Brown tonight for the Chiefs.
Can we bet? Can we do our picks? Because if I wanted to pick one of these two games, I'm thinking we're going to do our picks tomorrow.
Well,
actually,
you could pick tomorrow night's game.
No, I'm talking about today. Can I pick today? Can I put tonight's game in my thing?
If you want to do it now, you could.
I'll
or not, like right now.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
You got till 1:52.
Why 1:52?
Well, I guess you could do it in the crossover.
I could just send y'all the text.
Oh, that's true.
As long as you confirm it to us before.
But
yeah, you'll be good. Hey, I'm the keeper of the score.
Abe, it wasn't that serious, brother.
It's always that serious.
It wasn't that serious.
It's very serious.
Abe got
Wordle in one guess, so Abe's a new man.
Great for Abe. Did not know people still did that.
Neither did I. I didn't know Wordle still existed. I thought all the Wordles had been Wordled.
But apparently not. But as a guy who has never, ever Wordled before.
It's pretty fun.
I can just take your word for it, brother.
I take your word for it.
And I'm assuming that getting on the first try is whipping behind.
Do you know that, like, Abe still doing that yesterday is fine. People still do it, I guess. I didn't know that. I thought it was over with. Do you know that my father-in-law still plays Pokemon? like on his phone. Remember when
you're talking about that thing that he was all in the in the Dale parking lot?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that when people were doing that like 6 years ago or 7 years ago? I don't know how long, a long time. Yeah. Jim will still drive down Main Street in Waynesville and be looking for Pokemons.
Oh, my God.
And they're still out there?
They're still out there.
That's what I'm saying.
They're still unclaimed Pokemons roaming free. Yeah.
No, dog.
Not if Jim has anything to say about it. He's going to catch them all. He is going to do his darndest.
That was the thing. Like, I don't play games anymore. I used to have
blackjack on my phone. I'll play it if I don't
spades.
Have internet.
I got spades on my phone. But other than that, I don't really play a lot of games on my
If I don't have access to internet, I'll get the blackjack. Like on the airplane or something like that. Right, but other than that, no, not a lot of games.
I like play spades. With them bots, they be underbidding, so they be making me mad.
But just in case you didn't know, you can still catch Pokemon if you're trying to find them. You can still guess Wordles if you're trying to do those. And I'm sure
do you, man.
Whatever gets you through the day. That's what you need to do. All right. Like we mentioned, the NFL season opens tonight. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got the Chiefs. You got the Ravens. Could very well be a rematch in the AFC Championship game this year at the end of the season as well. But yeah, I mean, like we said, we've been talking about it, looking forward to it. Now, there was a little bit of Falcon stuff yesterday. Obviously, we found out that Kyle Pitts was limited in practice. Not great, but not the end of the world. I think Kyle Pitts tried to put a little bit of the worry to bed yesterday on Twitter, which was very funny.
I loved it.
Very well done by Kyle Pitts.
It was. It's like, oh, my God.
What did he say? Like, I missed two reps, and everyone's freaking out?
Yeah.
He's like, relax. See you Sunday.
I'll see you Sunday. I'm fine, which was so damn funny. Because I was asking the games on NBC tonight. Okay. So, I mean, that's
and Peacock.
that's Collinsworth, then, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So yeah, I mean, I'm a Collinsworth guy
because
I was one of his guys.
I think he does a good job.
Yeah, I was one of his guys. But a lot of people they get tired of him and everything. But no, because I was one of his guys, so I'm cool with
oh, he really liked you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. So I'm always cool with those people. but
that's why you like Gary Danielson too.
I just like Gary.
I think he does a good job, too. I don't know.
I just like Gary.
You're not particularly critical of play-by-play people or color analysts. Yeah. Like, you're pretty much like, whatever, if you don't like them, mute them. I'm pretty critical of them.
Right.
I think both those guys are great, but I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. But, no, it's going to be a marquee matchup, like you were saying, because these two teams, Andy, have the ability to both win the Super Bowl. We understand it.
Yep.
Baltimore's coming back. They lost some key staff members. They lost their defensive coordinator.
Yep. Defense coordinator's head coach in Seattle now.
Two of his assistants and everything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's still Baltimore. They seem like they always bounce back from losing somebody. Lamar's second-year Todd Monken's offense.
Should be a big deal.
Should be a big deal.
Hopefully they stick with their game plan in the playoffs.
Yes, exactly.
As opposed to last year with panic.
Exactly.
And so, but the hard part for them is you know what it is. Like, everything they do from now until the playoffs matters, of course, because you have to win these
games.
But it
don't matter.
But it doesn't really. Yeah. Like, the only grade that they're going to receive is what they do when the playoffs come around. Mm-hmm. And specifically, because if they beat the hell out of the Chiefs tonight, all right, great. That feels good. They're 1-0. Like, that's the goal. But that doesn't undo what happened in January last year.
No.
That doesn't undo the fact the Chiefs have won 3 out of the last 5, and they're still favored to win this one.
You think they can win it again?
Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely they can.
Yeah, but I think the thing with Baltimore is, and so much is put on the quarterback's win-loss records, where he was in as far as the pecking order. Like, Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens can't go back from where they were at.
No, if you take a step back, it's a failure of the season.
Yes, you got to get at least the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and really, you need to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because of just their, the talent that they have, him, obviously, two-time MVP quarterback, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, you've got to pay all that off while your window's open, however you want to put it. And it's like what we talk about with the Braves. Like, what happens in the regular season matters because you have to do the stuff to get to the playoffs.
Right.
But you're ultimately judged on what you do in the playoffs.
Yes.
The expectation is to get to the playoffs and win when you get there.
Right.
Other teams in the league, not many other teams, but other teams in the league, and obviously the one team you're playing tonight, has had more success than you've had at that point. So that's where you are. Now, as far as the Chiefs go, I mean, now it's just legacy building, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's dynasty building. Mm-hmm. No one's three-peated ever. Like, you're trying to do stuff that no one's done before. Mahomes has done a lot of stuff that no one has done before.
He's never done this.
And that's why when you ask, I think they could do it again? Yeah. I mean, he's him.
He's him. They went and got him some speed. They went and,
Xavier Worthy in that offense could be a lot of fun.
It's going to be one of those things where it's going to loosen up a lot more things for Kelce also. Their offensive line is shaky at best, especially the tackles. But I don't think I think they got a rookie starting over the left tackle this year. But they're going to, Baltimore's going to put pressure on them and then do all those
Kingsley,
things.
Suamata-Ala.
Yeah, he's a
starting
round,
left
yeah,
tackle.
Second round pick. Yeah, for him.
So Juwan Taylor's at right tackle.
Okay, so he's going to be starting for you at left tackle right there. I mean, but Trey Smith's one of the best guards in football. Still mad that the Falcons didn't go get him, get out of Tennessee. But, yeah, I mean, when you have 15, I mean, he just erases a whole lot of wrongs anyways. He's just that type of dude. And then you got angry man Pacheco running the football, and he's going to be one of those guys where this might be his last year in Kansas City because they're going to use him up. And they're like, okay, when it's time to get paid? Well, a lot of carries.
A lot of wear and tear.
You run violently. We don't know the long-term answer or something like that.
The thing that they love most about him is going to be the thing that they use against him when it's time to negotiate long-term. Nah, you run like you're bigger than you are.
You're just a reckless runner, man.
Yeah, really.
And I just don't know if we're going to be able to, to come to a grip on
also,
the
court. Chris Jones going to be on the field tonight?
Yes.
Remember last year?
Yes.
That was part of the narrative leading into the season, his holdout and all that. He'll be there. So. Yes. Their defense will be fine.
Yeah, 9-5 is there. 9-5 is there. Yep. They lost LeJarius Sneed, one of the best corners, but they still got all those young players. That was one of the best things they did when they drafted all those young defensive players and played them all.
Trent McDuffie.
Is a man. Yeah, is a
he's
dude.
Fantastic.
He's a dude. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I don't know who to pick in this game yet. I know it's Kansas City minus 3.
Yeah.
Because home.
Yeah.
So you get 3 at home pretty much. So pretty much people are saying it's a push kind of.
Yes, even.
Yeah.
You get the 3 points for home. I don't know. I mean, you don't have to pick it if you don't want to.
No, I don't. But I will pick it.
You want to?
Yeah.
I have no interest.
Really?
Too hard. I wouldn't bet money on this game.
Oh, I wouldn't bet money on no damn game.
Oh. Well, I'm going to bet money on some games.
I mean, I know you put a little decus down every now and then.
Yeah, we'll get some money on probably a college football game or two this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't have the guts. I should have.
What's that?
Didn't have the guts to play Boston College.
Oh, I did.
I should have.
I did.
I should have.
I was like, yes.
You bet on it?
You know, I don't bet, Andy, but I took the points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was willing to put my hard-earned money on it, and then I didn't. Almost.
What scared you?
I don't know.
What scared you?
Second guess.
You really thought that? You second-guessed that game right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I just couldn't talk myself into it. They were getting a lot of points.
I know.
They won outright. I don't know. There'll be a game or two this weekend. We'll find one.
Yeah.
We stayed clear last week.
40 Burger or something like that?
No.
You going to go close? You going to go Michigan, Texas, something like that?
I don't know yet. We'll find one. We're going to find one. We made a little money in Georgia Tech in the first week, which was nice, but took week one off, and now we'll reassess. We'll figure it out.
Right.
We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick the show off on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Jared Kelnick turns on this, and that is headed for the Chop House. A reservation for three for Mr. Kelnick. 4-0.
just one start in his last 8 days, and so he gets one here and takes full advantage of what looked like a hanging split.
First homer for Kelnick, by the way, since his homecoming series.
That was big, you know, when you look at the outcome of that game, man. That's a big, big swing right there. Because after the first, obviously, you know, we had a hard time doing anything with that kid. And so that was really big and good for, you know, big for him, too.
For sure. Jared Kelnick had been cold and then out of the lineup. So nice to see him contributing last night for sure. Another good start from Charlie Morton. Another good start from the Braves starters.
That's 22
straight now where the starters have given up less than three runs. Just an insane streak that the team is on. And they win the series against Colorado. So they've also won six out of the last seven series. Now the one they lost, frustrating.
Yeah.
Could have won it against Philadelphia, didn't. And now you're sort of in a different race than you would have been had you won that
you're
series.
You're holding off somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're trying to hold off the Mets, who won again last night too, by the way. Thanks a lot to Kenley Jansen and the Red Sox for nothing. But the Braves win last night. Great to see some offense from guys that hadn't really been contributing lately. Kelnick, Soler, too. He hadn't done anything in a while. So for him to get that RBI was really nice. Anything except for, you know, making us laugh in right field.
He had to move yesterday.
He did.
He had to move a couple times, and it was simple.
It was okay. As long as he's going forward.
Yeah.
Or left.
No, remember when
he can't go back.
When somebody
or right.
hit it down the line and he had to go get it, I was like, damn, that's about to get by him. He scooped it though. He scooped it pretty clean.
He's like, what's the chess piece that can only move like up and left? The horse.
The knight?
He's a knight. He's like that.
Okay.
Can't move in any other direction. Okay. If he's got to go that way, he's in
I think
trouble.
Knights can move back and left, though, too.
All right. So it was not a good analogy. It's not a good analogy. I don't know that much about chess. I probably shouldn't have tried that. But nonetheless, he was okay last night. The Braves were good. They won again. Hopefully they can win tonight. Got Reynaldo Lopez on the mound. Speaking of reservations in the Chop House.
You hit it there.
We're trying to sit in the Chop House.
You're probably going to have to go out to work, right?
Well, Bo was telling me you got to get there like as the gates open and like get in there first come, first serve.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be able to do
you
that.
You know, it is Thursdays. It is rocky, so it's not going to be, and there's no bobblehead tonight. So okay.
Those are working in our favor.
Okay. Because we went, last time me and Samson went, we were able to get in the Chop House. We couldn't, but I mean, there's no reason to go to the Chop House. You can't sit there.
Yeah, I want to sit see it.
Because there's plenty of seats in the Chop House. It was just the fact that they weren't right there.
I want to be in the front row.
Yeah, I would try to be in the front
watch
row.
The game.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Another option for you is also top of the Chop, but there's a lot of seating.
Now, I like that.
You know, there's umbrellas up there.
It's not going to be that hot either.
No, it should be really nice.
Yeah. So that should be
I don't know what all is going to happen. I removed myself from the planning process. It wasn't my
show
rodeo.
Up.
So
all you got to show up.
I'm just going to show up.
Is there anything better?
I'm transportation because she has the day off tomorrow, so we're good. We'll keep it good. Keep it responsible.
You ain't get your drink on?
Well, hell, you know, I'll have a couple, but not, you know, keep it responsible. Ooh. And then
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, you do. I'm the guy who kept it irresponsible a couple weeks ago and is still trying to make good on it.
Hey, man.
That's what I'm doing.
We were not irresponsible. We were just two dudes hanging out. We were two dudes that were hanging out, had a pass for the night, Uber drivers.
Yeah.
We were just two dudes.
Right. No one
we were hanging out.
I didn't break any laws.
Yeah.
And I was public intoxication against the law.
No, unless you get caught or you fall over in a bush.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be drunk in public. You just can't make anybody aware that you're
exactly.
drunk in public. Anyway, we'll be out there tonight. It's going to be fun. It'll be a good time. Hopefully the Braves can win. And hopefully, because last we saw Reynaldo Lopez pitch a couple weeks ago, and he was fantastic.
They need to go ahead. They don't need, I mean, I know they won the series. They need to win these games, all right?
Yeah,
that's the biggest
win
thing.
As win as many games as you can against these teams.
The series will take care of themselves if you win the games anyway. But
that's
win
how
all
works.
The games. Yeah. Oh, they got a series win, even though they lost tonight, but the Braves still win the series. No.
Yeah, win again.
Win again.
Sweep them.
Yeah, the Braves need to win these damn
Sorry
games.
Sorry to sweep people, too. And then you got the Toronto Blue Jays. Beat those guys. You got one random makeup game against Cincinnati on Monday.
Yes.
At Washington. Then the Dodgers. The Doyers.
Where you at?
Come to town.
Okay.
In mid-September.
Okay.
So, but no more games against the Phillies. And three more against the Mets here September 24th, 25th,
that's
and 26th.
Exciting factor, baby.
Yeah, that's the second to last series of the year.
Yep.
That's a big series.
That's going to be the big one right there.
That's a big series.
That's probably going to be the decider, too.
Probably
going to be the decider.
I mean, our last series of the year versus the Kansas City Royals. could decide whether we make the playoffs.
Whit Merrifield revenge series
versus the Mets.
Whit Merrifield is doing his thing.
And Whit Merrifield revenge. Well, he didn't play yesterday because he got hit in the neck. But
Whit Merrifield, I'm glad he's back because when I saw the thing said CTE scan, was negative. I was like, thank you. Because you get with a damn ball that fast and hit you in the back of the head.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Yeah,
and,
man.
You know, all that happened was he got really mad. So hopefully he'll be back in the next couple
Turn
of days.
Left.
That's what they said.
Turn left.
All right, here's Raheem Morris talking about Kyle Pitts.
That's perfectly fine for you to be on edge. You know, we just want to be transparent in everything that happened. He got a hamstring a couple weeks back, and, you know, he's been dealing with it, you know, a while ago. Not a while ago, but he's been dealing with it a little bit. And, like, he's been fine. He's limited. And we just want to be transparent with all those things that's going on with us and how we're going about our business and make sure we report things the right way. And Kyle went out and practiced today. He had unlimited reps. We did about 75% of his reps, and he got a nice workload. He got a nice lather. He got a chance to run around a bunch, and he feels really good. So we're really excited about getting him out there ready to play.
Damn, I thought that was Terry.
Yeah.
It sounded like Terry. At first, I was like, Terry?
Yeah, they're one voice now, man.
Like, damn, that sounds like Terry. Yeah, I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Doesn't sound
like
it.
It don't seem like there is as far as Kyle Pitts' availability. He's going to be there Sunday. I mean, when you said he's been dealing with it, something that came up a couple weeks ago, it's not something that popped up this week. So, obviously, they know what's going on more than we do, and they're going to know how to manage it.
It's just a matter of you have to report it. Because you don't want to get in trouble with the NFL.
Exactly.
They got in trouble last year because of the way they handled the Bijan thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was Wednesday. So if he was going to miss a rep or two, you have to report that to the league so you don't get in trouble with any of that stuff. So they did. Kyle Pitts tweeted about it yesterday, said he missed two reps of a full set. He sat out for two reps.
Right.
So don't freak out. It's going to be there Sunday. It's going to be a full go. And that's all that matters now. If it's Sunday and Kyle Pitts isn't out there all the time,
then it's something.
Then we'll be worried about it.
Then it's something.
Because it'd be really nice to have Kyle Pitts at full health, which is one of the reasons why, and we'll get to this more in about 15 minutes, talking about the Falcons and Steelers. But one of the reasons why you're so confident in the Falcons this year is because you're going to see this guy at full health for the first time since his rookie year.
Correct.
But now he's in his fourth year, so he's smarter. He's going to be playing with a real quarterback for the first time since his rookie year.
Correct.
But again, he's in his fourth year. He's not a rookie anymore, so he's going to be smarter. So, yeah. Kyle Pitts' availability is a big part of the optimism.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the big weapons. He's one of your big guns, and you want him out there in the field as much as you possibly can have him out there. And, that's why I kept like, yesterday, he's like, okay, it's a hamstring. Now, he said it's limited. But, I mean, I think sometimes people think limited means he didn't practice or something like that. He didn't practice a lot.
That would be out.
75% of the damn reps in practice is a lot.
Might even be more.
It's like, you know what I mean? That's a lot of damn reps in practice.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of damn reps. That's all I'll say. Leave it at that.
I don't have much more to say about it either.
Just leave it at that.
DJ Lagway is going to start for Florida against Samford.
Yeah, Graham Mertz, the Canes knocked him out.
Shouldn't matter, really, Graham Mertz's status either way, but I guess it's a solid to him. You say he's hurt and he can't play.
Yeah.
DJ Lagway needs to be starting for this football team.
He should have started the first game. He should have started against Miami.
Probably should have been.
Now
he not only needs to start, he needs to play incredibly well. Otherwise, his head coach is probably going
to
get fired.
He needs to play well.
Now, he can play well against Samford. He's going to play well against Samford.
But
he's got to play well against the other good teams that they play.
But then, in Napier, he's just in a horrible situation, man. He's in a situation where his team is not very good. Florida Gators are not very good. And it always seemed to me, even when he got the job, he was not the first choice of a lot of Gator fans. Like, who the hell is this guy? I don't know who the hell they wanted, but I mean, it's so bad because they're bad.
You know who they want now?
Who?
Because I know you brought up yesterday Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, they want Lane Kiffin.
They want Dan Lanning.
They want Dan.
Do you guys realize like other jobs are good jobs too?
Yeah, no. Oh, it's the SEC, Andy.
Dan Lanning turned down the Alabama.
Yeah,
job.
It's SEC, Andy. It's SEC, Andy.
It's true.
Yeah, no, Dan's not leaving.
They're in the Big Ten.
But I know, but
which is actually more lucrative.
But you look at, I mean, the schedule does them no favors. We've already talked about the schedule.
Oh, they're the hardest schedule in college.
The Florida Gators are going to, they're not talented. And the biggest thing is that you don't let Miami, you know, don't come out slow from Samford because you're still thinking about that Miami loss. You know what I'm saying?
Look.
You know what I mean? Like, don't beat Samford 20-13.
No, you have to beat Samford 65 to nothing on Saturday.
Yes.
And it still doesn't matter.
Yes.
It still doesn't really matter. It only matters if you don't. If you do the thing that you're supposed to do, then people are like, good, you did the thing that you're supposed to do. If they go out there and struggle against Samford, they might fire that dude at halftime.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. It's bad.
They bring Ron Zook back.
Bad. No, I don't think. I don't think that's the answer. I don't know what the answer is.
Go get Urban.
They've tried. Yeah.
Take Urban off. Who's another funny coach that he's had back in the day? Hell, Muschamp ain't doing nothing but being an analyst.
Spurrier's not dead.
No, he's not.
Not dead.
Oh, that would be so great. If Steve Spurrier went back to Florida,
yeah,
that would never happen.
No.
But it would be so awesome. But just because of the pressers. Because of the pressers. Because he's older now and even more quirky.
Oh, he cares less than he ever has.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
So he's going to say whatever the hell he wants
but to
say.
But he's got too much golf to play.
Yeah.
Texas-Michigan is the game of the weekend as far as college football goes. As it stands right now. Now, this game is going to be played in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is favored by 7.5.
Yeah.
And I think that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good game, but Texas probably leans on them over the course of four quarters, and I would guess they probably cover that. I think they're probably going to win by about 10 or something like
ball control, ball control for Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love it, Jim Harbaugh, Coach Harbaugh. Yeah, they need ball control. They need to be able to figure out how to not give the ball to Texas in that offense. As good as Michigan's defense is, and they are great.
They're very good.
They can't hold up all day. Just about like Clemson. I like Clemson with Georgia. Just can't hang it all day and y'all aren't doing anything offensive.
Yeah.
You got to be able, if you're Michigan, you got to be able
to. That's interesting. You just see it. You see it going that way?
Yes.
Like Texas blowing the doors off of them? Because Georgia beat the absolute breaks off Clemson.
I can see the first half.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see the first half that back and forth.
Because I feel like the whole game is going to kind of be like
that.
I think Texas is going to win something like, I don't know, 27-17 or something like that.
I don't know
how Michigan's going to score 17.
Exactly. Can Michigan score 17 points?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
They were doing a rotating quarterback thing last week. And, I mean, maybe because of who their opponent was, whatever. But, I mean, Texas, I can see Texas beating Michigan like Georgia beat Clemson.
Okay.
I really can.
Okay.
I really can. As good as their defense is.
Michigan just doesn't have it offensively.
Yeah.
They're incredible defensively, like you said. They got NFL guys at all three levels. Texas's defensive line is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're really, really good. So I want to be maybe a first half under. Maybe that's what you like in that one. But that feels like a little bit of a slugfest, at least to start that one. Now, maybe Texas's offense is good enough to open it up in the second half.
Right.
We'll see. The problem is we haven't seen these guys together yet, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat Colorado State last week. That's good that they did that. And I think Colorado State might be okay this year. But, we don't know. It's a lot of new faces to be. And they don't have, I mean, what are they doing at running back? Texas is on their, fourth string running back because of all the injuries, too. So
it's Texas. So we got some guys.
It is.
You lost some.
And I think the guy's really good.
Yeah.
And we'll find out Saturday. But there's questions over there, too. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll come back and get more into the Falcons and the Steelers. We got a little bit from Raheem Morris and his appearance with Dukes and Bell yesterday as well. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Andy and Randy.
What a fantastic intro
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy
do
with you here.
Do you remember?
I sure do. But if your birthday was September 21st, how cool would that be?
Yeah. Because I would play this.
Anthem.
I would play this like.
It's an anthem.
Every single hour.
Yeah.
On the hour of my birthday.
Like, what better. What day has a better song than this?
Nothing.
I mean, there's some Valentine's songs, right? Some good Valentine's Day songs. That's Valentine's Day. That's not even your birthday, really. Yeah. That's Valentine's Day. I don't know, 1999. Like, if you were born in 1999, party like it's 1999, you say that every year on your birthday. But again, it's not the day, it's the year.
It's the year.
Yeah.
But,
September 21st.
Wonderful song.
It's a good song.
Wonderful song.
Very good song. All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL No Huddle is about 20 minutes away from right now. Grant McCauley is going to join us at 12:20 to talk some Braves as well. I'm going to mention this every single hour, and hopefully folks can help out and donate, because today's shows on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas.
Mm.
It was a year ago today. I cannot believe that is true.
It's crazy.
But it is. And so in honor of Hugh's memory, we're working alongside the Odyssey Station in Philadelphia, asking you to contribute to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. It honors Hugh's legacy by investing in scholarships at Morehouse College and other programs that help youth like Hugh realize their full academic, professional, and human potential. So to donate, please go to hughtdouglas.org. That's hughtdouglas.org. And obviously, thinking of our good brother Hugh Douglas up there in Philadelphia.
Always thinking about him.
Yeah.
Always.
All right. Let's get some Raheem Morris in here. He's on with Dukes and Bell every single Wednesday throughout the football season. It's week one of the football season, so they had him on yesterday. About 4 minutes of the conversation, starting with an update on Kyle Pitts.
He got a hamstring a little couple weeks back, and he's been dealing with it. He's been dealing with it a little bit, and like he's been fine. He's limited. And we just want to be transparent with all those things that's going on with us and how we're going about our business and make sure we report things the right way. And Kyle went out and practiced today. He had a limited reps. We did about 75% of his reps, and he got a nice workload. He got a nice lather. He got a chance to run around a bunch, and he feels really good. So we're really excited about getting him out there ready to play. And just throughout the remainder of the season, it happened right there, right before we kind of left and had that couple of days off, and he did a nice job of being here over the weekend and really working with the guys and getting back ready. So we are fired up for him. We're fired up for us and fired up to get him out there playing.
Coach, I know it has, but the intensity's going up, right? I mean, like the way that you approach things this week, I said to our audience, like, this is game week. Like, this is a work week. Today, we've been practicing and getting ready for Pittsburgh, but talk about that intensity, and then what concerns you about the Steelers heading into Sunday?
I think it's just the detail and the more precise arrow-throwing type urgency that you put into it. I don't know if it's necessarily intensity. I think it's the detailed, structured looking and actually studying someone else to find out what you can pinpoint accurately and go attack. And I think that's the difference in this week and the weeks before that. The weeks before that may have been more execution. It's been more about us. It's still about us, but at the same time, you have some real focus points that you can go out there, you can really pinpoint and really lock in on. And for the players, it gives them something actually to study in on, right? I don't think, Drake London was going home studying A.J. Terrell at night, but I certainly know he's going to go home and study the person he's going against, his matchup against him this week. So, when you're talking about those guys, you're talking about Porter, and you're talking about the guys that they're going to be able to play with. So, like, you really feel good about that. That's the stuff that changed. That's what makes it more intentful. That's what makes the urgency feel like it's increased. But it's just the intent, precise, detail, arrows being thrown by each particular team that allows this thing to go to where you think it should go.
I know you had some fun with the media saying you spoke with Tomlin, and yeah, it's going to be Justin Fields, but what are you expecting them to do? And you got a great relationship with Coach Tomlin, but what are you expecting from them to do at quarterback?
You can expect the expected. Russell's going to start. Tomlin's going to have some type of things that he wants to do with people, and he's going to try to play the amount of players that he has and he feels capable at his pleasure to go out and get a win for him, right? So with that being said, we've seen that whole organization have a Hines Ward with their starting quarterback. They had to come out there with a slash. We've seen all the different things that they've been able to do in the past, whether it's been Tomlin or Cowher as the coach, and how creative they can be just from an organizational standpoint and how they want to go out there and win football games. So I just kind of expect it when you're talking about those things. I know how creative Arthur Smith can be. We've seen that for the last couple of years here with the amount of personnel groups he was able to use when he was here. So the quarterback is not exclusive to that, and we expect it.
Let's talk about our quarterback, Ra. It's Coach Raheem Morris, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, our weekly visit as we head into week one against the Steelers at Mercedes-Benz on Sunday. I've been saying there are no worries. Like, we've seen him. We've seen him scramble and you blow the whistle early. Like, there's nothing to be concerned about. How do you feel about Kirk heading into week one?
There was no whistle this week. And everything was full go. Let him go, right? You protect him until it's time to go. You mitigate injury as much as you can. But now it's go time. And he looks great. Watching him run, watching him move, it's not Justin Fields-esque, but it looks more like Forrest Gump. And he can get out there and really get after him. My guy still got some speed left in the tank, and he's ready to show the world.
All right, man. Raheem Morris is with us here, guys. We know that the Steelers fans, it's a heritage team. And hopefully with you coming back and being the head coach, we're going to stop having opposing fans in our stadium. But, I mean, are you hyped into the energy level? It's going to be off the chart. How excited are you to get back and be the man in charge?
I mean, I just love that our fans have a chance to match the energy. The Steelers are one of those teams that travel really well. Right now in Atlanta, we had a big-time tragedy today with there being a school shooting. And, we got a bunch of heavy hearts in this building. We have a bunch of heavy hearts in that stands. And we know with us going out there playing well and the guys cheering for us and really pumping things up, we know that's going to get things going. We've seen what these type of tragedies do to cities. And when that stuff happens, man, people are really jumping behind each other and they go. And our hearts go out to those families. And now we got a chance to repay those guys in our stadium on Sunday, and that's what we plan on doing.
That's Coach, or at least part of Coach, yesterday with Dukes and Bell. Every single Wednesday. If you want to hear the whole interview, check it out, 929thegame.com, the Dukes and Bell page, obviously. About 5 more minutes or so talking about the game this Sunday against the Steelers. But yeah, man, you got a game on Sunday against the Steelers. And I love what he's talking about as far as trying to be as, you know, realistic and up to speed at practice and everything this week. Obviously, you're still not letting Kirk Cousins get hit. Never heard a coach compare his quarterback to Forrest Gump before.
Run!
But, all right. Right, we'll take it.
This is the only run you want to see Kirk doing. That slow jog with the one finger there.
Yeah.
He needs a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't need
it. I don't need Kirk.
Forrest Gump
Kirk
was a famous runner.
Yeah, we don't need Kirk chasing nobody or nothing like that.
Man was an All-American returning kicks at Alabama. All right? We don't need that kind of action. All right?
No. Well, let me choke over here. But that's the only running you need Kirk to do is when somebody catches a touchdown pass to put the finger up and do that little jog that he does.
Yeah.
All right, you don't want Chase. If Kirk is chasing,
if he's running
bad.
Full speed, that means he's chasing an interception.
Yes, and that's bad.
We don't need that.
That's not a good look.
No.
No.
Rage chasing a defensive back like he did in practice a couple of weeks ago.
No, they definitely don't need that.
Nah, you don't want that. But obviously him being out there we talked about Kyle Pitts and his health and the expectation for him this year is a huge part of the optimism. I don't know. What's the main reason? Is it Kirk Cousins? It is, right? Like actually having a quarterback of that caliber?
Yes.
So I can't wait to see it because we haven't yet.
Yeah.
Right? Like
we've
talked about what we see in training camp and blah, 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 and all that stuff's great. But you haven't actually seen Kirk Cousins put on a Falcons uniform, get under center, and play with this offense before. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what that looks like on Sunday.
I know that, you know, getting why do I want to call this dude Bergeron?
Well, Bergeron's the left guard.
He is the left guard.
And you got Matt Judon.
Getting Judon and getting Simmons and those guys like that, I mean, that's a great deal. It brings a lot to what you don't have on the defense as a pass rusher and guys like that. But this is about the quarterback. This is about going out and getting Kirk Cousins. This is about him being able to do everything that Ross said that he was looking for, a processor, all these different things, a guy who is going to put the ball where it's supposed to be and try not to put it where it's not supposed to be. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see this team play, have a functioning quarterback consistently. Desmond did some good things. You know, Marcus, you know, they did some good things, but they're bad, just overshadowed all of
absolutely.
It. You know, you're not going to have this situation with Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And it's going to be good to see a guy like Drake London play, you know, with a capable quarterback. We saw what Kyle Pitts was able to do, a 1,000-yard receiver. You know, my thing with Kyle, I want some more touchdowns. I want to see Kyle in touchdown. How it's going to be interesting. It's going to be more fun to see people just hand the ball to Bijan instead of trying to make him into a damn slot receiver. All those different things that – you know, the past couple of years that we, as we sat here and watched this Falcon team, just like every, it's like, damn.
Yeah, I mean, it was just.
I mean, there's still gonna be damn moments.
I mean,
nothing is perfect.
Of course,
all right,
but
it
won't be because the roster is just flawed.
Yes.
from Jump Street by having a quarterback who's probably not qualified to be a starter in the NFL. Spot starter, sure, in Mariota's case. Not even a starter in the case of Ritter. And that's what the last couple of years
have been. You got a starting quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a starting quarterback.
And not only that, but like a legitimate, like top half of the NFL starting quarterback.
Yes.
It's funny, though, because just sort of talking about looking forward to Sunday and finally seeing it, it feels a little bit like being a fan of a big-time college football team in the transfer portal era. Because all the other teams in the NFC that are good are bringing back pretty much the same crew, right?
Right.
And the AFC, too. Like, the teams that are going to play tonight, you pretty much know who they are. It's just a matter of, oh, they added this guy here, or they did this there, or they lost this guy. But you know who the main characters are. It's just about getting over the hump and doing it for the Ravens or whatever. For the Falcons, it's like, transfer portal quarterback.
Yep.
Drafted a different quarterback.
Yep.
Got two big guys on defense.
Yeah.
You got a new coaching staff. Like, it feels like, honestly, it feels like Washington a little bit because everything's different.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's changed. Now, you got some of the skill position guys back, but, like, you just, you know, on paper, it's easy to talk yourself into why it would look good, and I think that it will look good, but there's no film anywhere of
with
these
Kirk
guys
Cousins.
Playing together. Yes. It's crazy.
Yeah, because all you can go by is the little snippets we saw in practice.
Right.
About me and you.
That's all
we have.
Which most people didn't see.
Most people didn't see.
Yeah.
You didn't see it in the preseason. You didn't see
any
of it.
They didn't play in the preseason.
And so, yeah,
they've never played together before.
We're all going to be watching this for the first time together.
Yeah, it's just a matter of you guys got, because, you know,
There's no Tennessee Techs in the NFL.
No, you got the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You got the Pittsburgh Steelers coming into town and terrible towels and all that stuff. Yeah. And I know Russell Wilson isn't what he once was and all that, but who knows? Like, in any given Sunday, somebody can step up and play really well. So
my biggest thing, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow, do not let Arthur Smith and Cordarrelle Patterson and Van Jefferson get game balls.
Yeah.
Okay? Scotty because that's Miller. What happens when you come and beat your opposing team. You get a game ball. All right, you get a game ball for that from the team that you're on. Don't let Arthur Smith, Cordarrelle Patterson, Van, none of them.
Yes.
Do not let them get game balls.
The season is about more than this, obviously.
But this is a little different.
But there's going to be a lot of little different instances where hopefully Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins and you know, the main characters essentially can not do the Falcon thing.
Yes.
Do the non-Falcon thing. Because over the last handful of years, you know what the Falcon thing to do on Sunday would be? It would be to have Arthur Smith come in here and run up the score.
Yep.
Like, that's what it would be.
Yep, don't do that.
So this is opportunity number one to do the non-Falcon thing.
Don't let him get a game ball, Andy, and don't let him get you with some ragged-ass trick play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't let him get you with Najee Harris throwing a
Don't let it finally work.
Yeah, don't let it finally work.
When he's on the other sideline.
Don't let Freiermuth throw a touchdown pass on a tight end reverse or
something. We've seen that one before. We've seen that one.
Ragged and trick play.
Who's their third tight end? Connor Hayward.
Don't let Darnell.
Oh, they got Michael Pruitt over there too.
Yeah.
They got all these guys.
Don't let Michael Pruitt get a game ball.
So we know did he throw it? He threw it, right?
I can't remember.
He was the one that threw it, wasn't he?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Don't let them get game balls.
Do the un-Falcon thing. Do not let Arthur Smith come in here and have a good Sunday. Make him have a terrible Sunday like he had a lot in that building in the past. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.